A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Let's talk now about another development in the world of Disney over the last few days. You know, before the song, we were talking about Peter Mayhew, the Chewbacca actor who died at the age of 74 in the US, British-born actor who appeared in all those Star Wars films, not all of them, but a range of Star Wars films between 1977 and 2015. The Avengers achieving the biggest five-day opening weekend of all time in Singapore, taking in a whopping $7.52 million between April the 24th and 28th. And Neil, this eclipses the record held by Avengers Infinity War last year, which raked in over $1 million less at $6.13 million. And I tried to get my daughter along to watch it, and I couldn't get a ticket.
I know. It's absolutely insane. Avengers Endgame, they're breaking more records than a demented vinyl shop owner. I mean, really, every day, record-breaking in China. They've already exceeded every other Hollywood movie in history in China, which is very interesting because China is a key market now for Hollywood blockbusters.
And some films don't take off there, for
example. At all. Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Wars is a good example because Star Wars... You know, the phenomenon of Star Wars, as we know it around the Western world, missed China. By the time China had opened up to the West for their cinema, the whole Star Wars phenomenon had ended. But China's a good example because, you know, China slowly opened up to Western cinema. They're still very selective about the kind of movies they take. But they opened up roughly around the same time as the Marvel Universe expanded. So Iron Man... came out 2008, 2009, which is roughly the same time. So China's growth mirrors Marvel's growth. So all the stars have aligned for Marvel. Jason, I grew up with, like you, James Bond, Star Wars. Star Wars was my one. For my father's generation, it was James Bond. And for the next generation, you arguably had Harry Potter. Then you had Twilight. Then you had Hunger Games. But there has never been a franchise like this, where 22 completely different movies all sort of grew and merged towards a certain point, which is Avengers Endgame. So you've got three disparate universes. You have Iron Man, Captain America, and you have Thor. Thor is a god, for heaven's sake, right? So you've got Captain America, this scrawny kid from Queens or Brooklyn, I think Brooklyn it is. Then you've got Iron Man, this brash billionaire, selfish, bachelor, you know, bachelor, playboy, all the rest of it. And then you've got this Nordic god, Thor.
Thor, yeah.
And yet somehow they have interwoven their three universes with a multitude of other characters. Black Panther, Black Widow. You know,
is
so
that Scarlett
many...
Johansson?
Scarlett Johansson plays Black Widow. I'm thinking of
I
the
like
witch.
Her.
You've got Scarlett Johansson. You've got Scarlet Witch. And you've got Black Widow.
Right.
So it's very confusing. And you've got Hawkeye and Loki and...
And all somehow they're always weaved together, these different stories.
It's extraordinarily done, isn't it? 22 movies over a 10-year period.
Wow.
Bringing all these audiences together. But the key thing is, could they stick the landing? That's the key thing. And I saw the movie on Wednesday. And I have to say, you know, I'm Star Wars. I grew up with Star Wars and James Bond. So I'm not quite as attached as the generation below me.
Yeah, this is for millennials, isn't it?
Very much so. I mean, I teach students and I've been working for with a lot of young people recently, and it's huge to them. You know, anyone who was 8, 9, 10, 11, whatever, when Iron Man came out is now 18, 19, 20. So, of course, it's perfect. And you're absolutely right. I always wait when I want to see a blockbuster. I can't do the first weekend. Too packed, too crazy, too many people with phones going off.
Yeah.
You always get that one guy in the audience who shouts out, "Turn your phone off," and it's me, right? I'm terrible. I can't.
Yeah.
So I always wait. And like you said, a couple of days ago, I'm with my wife and my daughter. We're looking online, and I have 25 years in Singapore. I have never seen this before.
Is that right?
I picked a dozen different cinemas, cinemas. I picked Seletar, Serangoon, Punggol, Parkway Parade has got a cinema now. I-12 at Joo Chiat.
Katong.
Katong. Plaza Singapura, Tampines. I went fully booked all the way. We ended up seeing it 9 o'clock in the morning. Normally, there aren't even cinemas open on Labor Day.
Yep, on May 1st.
That's it. They were running screenings through the night and through the day.
Wow.
Knowing that people were all off on Wednesday, you could see this movie at 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. So I get there.
What cinema?
I went to Farrer Park, you know, City Square.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know City Square had a cinema.
Oh, I know that one, yeah.
I've never been there.
Little India.
So, you know, we love Little India. We practically live there. Mm. So I get to Farrer Park and I get to City Square. The place is empty. It's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
The shops are not open. Mm. And I said to my wife, we've made a mistake here. You know, it's 9 p.m. You know, it's the wrong timing. And I've done that before. Anyway, we go up the escalator. It's packed.
Wow.
It's packed. They have opened up the cinema just for Avengers screenings.
And who's there? What kind of people? Young
Everybody,
people?
Young people, old people, weird
middle-aged people.
Yeah, middle-aged people, my people, your people. Everybody's there. I've never seen such a cross-generational movie since Star Wars. And I said to my wife, this is going to be horrendous. Mm. You know, it's a 3-hour movie.
It's long.
So you're going to have kids going to the toilet. Mm. You're going to have me peeing. You know, you're going to have phones going off. You're going to have me shouting at people. My wife has already warned me.
Mm.
You could have heard a pin drop.
Wow.
3 hours, no fidgeting, no moving, no peeing, no ringtones. And it had me. It had me from first minute to last. No spoilers. But it did it. It stuck the landing. It somehow gave all of the key characters, Captain America, Thor, Iron Man, an appropriate story, an appropriate character arc, an appropriate ending. There's one character I have a big issue with, but I'll wait a couple of weeks before we talk about that. And it has polarized audiences.
Mm.
And people who have seen the movie know exactly the character I'm talking about. There's one character's ending that has divided audiences. And that's all I'll say on that. But in terms of spectacle, in terms of scale, in terms of giving all the characters an appropriate send-off, in terms of humour, it's funnier than any comedy. Mm. It's funnier than comedy, Jason. Oh, it's laugh-out-loud hilarious.
Really? Wow.
People who have seen this movie will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm.
And if you're talking about humour, I'll just say one word, Thor.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say, and people will know what I'm talking about. Thor is funnier than a stand-up comedian in this movie.
Wow.
Every time he's on screen, he makes me laugh. Everything he says, he makes me laugh. There are brilliant lines, brilliant characters, dialogue, CGI flawless, and as you mentioned, the box office, it's broke every record. In a week, it's taken $1.7 billion.
That
it could be
stunning.
Over $2 billion by the end of this weekend. No movie's done that before. No movie has taken $2 billion in 7-8 days.
It's actually broken box office records, becoming the highest grossing film already of 2019. And it was the 10th highest grossing film of all time. But I think it's going to probably jump up that list too.
Well, it's ironic because it will probably finish second in a lot of territories. They reckon it'll finish second in China to one of their Chinese movies. Mm. I think they have a movie called Wolf Warrior, if I'm not wrong, that took insane money. But it'll probably finish second in the Chinese box office. It'll probably finish second in the domestic American box office to Star Wars, The Force Awakens, which was a one-off freak.
Yeah.
You know, that will never happen again. And it might finish second in the global box office to Avatar, which took $2.7 billion. And I look back now and I think, Avatar wasn't that good. It was groundbreaking. I saw it once, but I've never been compelled to see Avatar again.
Yeah.
I will probably take my daughter back to see Avengers Endgame within a week.
Wow.
I'm serious. It's been a long time since I've gone back to see a movie at the cinema twice, but I will probably go back and see it again.
That's...
And I know people in Singapore, people probably listening, who have done that already.
Mm.
I know people have seen it 2 and 3 times already.
Already? That's stunning. Well, you've sold me. I haven't been to see it.
Have you seen the other films?
I saw the last one, with my daughter, but I'm not really a big fan of this genre, even though I am a former Disney employee and respect Marvel and all that. It's not really my taste.
No, I think it wasn't mine.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the age of your kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my daughter, Abby Rose, is just slightly too young.
Mm.
And yours is even younger,
obviously.
Ella's even younger. So I think you just almost miss it.
Yeah.
The only reason my daughter got into it was because much later, like only last year, she started to watch the movies on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves Black Widow. But she's really too late. She's actually too late. So I do think it depends a lot on your age and also the age of your children.
Yeah.
I was a very, very late adoptee, if you like, to Marvel.
Right.
I thought, you know, Thor? Gods? It sounds ridiculous.
Well, its estimated budget was $356 million. It's one of the most expensive films ever made. But according to Neil Humphrey's Avengers Endgame, gets the two thumbs up. We'll have more from him shortly here on Money FM.